Gemara Daf Tesvav Bet Aleph tells us that the source for the Isser of Kibus for an Avel is not allowed to perform laundry during his period of Avelus, is from the Isha Chachama of Tekoa, Sukkim in Shmuel Beis. Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa Ave, Kach Misham Isha Chachama, Vayomer Lehe Sabli Navel, Lefshi Navi De Evel, Vayal Tesuchi Shemen, Vayiski Isha Zayamim Rabim, Misabelis al Mes. So the Gemara understands that this command of Lishina Big Day Evel is that there's some status of Big Day Evel, and that is the source that an Avel is Aser Be Kibos. The Pashas of the Gemara Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis is that this is Mi Isurei Shiva, that the Isur of Kibos for an Avel is limited to Shiva, as opposed to the Isur of Gihuts, which is clear from the Gemara Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, applies kol shloshim. So we'll translate kibos as laundering, and we'll translate gihuts as pressing. More on that in a moment. According to Rov Yishonim, kibos is any form of laundering, even if it's only with water. So it applies whether it's with water, whether it's with detergent. And gihuts is some form of pressing. There is a Nimuka Yosef, which is a Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch here in Se'if Vav. We're now in Simon Shin Pei Tes. So in Shin Pei Tes Se'if Vav, the Mechaber quotes two Deos. Gihuts Yesh Omer Tzakel, Blushan Arav, Arabic. Yesh Omrim Dahainu Kibus B'mayim V'efer Oben Eser Bo. So this Yesh Omrim is the Nimuka Yosef, that gius doesn't mean pressing, it means washing with detergent. So according to Nimuka Yosef, the Isra of Kibos is washing without detergent, and the Isra of Gius is washing with detergent. According to Rov Yishonim, the Isra of Kibos is whether or not you use detergent, and the Isra of Gihuts is something more than washing, something came pressing. Notwithstanding, Tosos quotes a Riva. Tosos and Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Kol Shloshim Yom LeGihut, quotes a Riva that not only is the Isser Gihut's no Hague for Shloshim, but the Isser Kibos is no Hague for Shloshim as well. And that will come back to in a few moments as well. So that is as far as the Isser of Kibos of washing clothing during Avelus. Let's read the Lashon Mechaber at the beginning of Shin Pei Tes. Avel Aser Lechabis Kesusa Kol Shivas Yamim Afil B'mayim Levad Ula'acha Shiva Mutar Ukeshem Sha'asir Lechabes, Kach Asir Lilbosh Hamechubasim Kodem Lachain. So just as it's Asir to do laundry, it's also Asir to wear laundered, freshly laundered clothing, even if the clothing was washed prior to the onset of Avelus. That second din, the Isra of wearing Begadim Mechubasim, is not beferish in the Gemara anywhere. And that in fact is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara Andaf Kaftalit Amud Aleph has the following machlokes, in the middle of the long lines on Kaftalit Amud Aleph. Avil Kol Shiva Koro Lefanov, V'imbele Hachlif Machlif Kareth. And Avil, during Shiva, wears the tear in his garment on the front, and if he changes his garment, he has to perform kriya on the new garment as well. B'Shabbos koro la'achorav, on Shabbos you wear the tear in the back, the imba la'achlif, machlif, ve'eno kareya, And if you change your garment on Shabbos, you do not perform kriya. Take a look at Tosfos Kaf Daled Amud Beis. The big Dibur Maskil is Birkas Avelim, but the real Dibur Maskil doesn't appear in big letters. From the second line of Tosfos, it's really a new Dibur Maskil, which is a comment on the Gemara Amunavut that we just read. Tosfos there quotes Perish Bekuntris, which we don't have in our Rashi, nor do we have in the Rashi Ksav Yad. Because Rashi is understanding as follows, that you're allowed, when the Gemara says that in Bala Haflif Matlif, the Eino Kareya, it means that you're allowed to change your garment to wear something, even if it was in the Chubas prior to the onset of Avelis, provided that during the week you're Tir Kriya on that garment. So there's no Isser, according to Rashi, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, it emerges, there's no Isser of wearing begadim b'chavasim and bala haflif machlif. You can change your clothing without restriction, as long as you don't violate these or kibas of doing laundry during Avelis, you can wear clothing that was laundered beforehand. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos understands, oh, shadow of that line, in bala haflif machlif, is that you can wear a garment that wasn't yet ripped, as long as you rip it, but that garment can't be a beg in the chubas because that would be a violation of the din of wearing the gadim mechubas. It also understands that an extension of the issur of kibas is not just that you can't perform laundry itself, but you also cannot wear the gadim mechubas. That's the position of the Ramban as well, the Ramban on Taras Adam, and that's what we just saw reflected in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Tes. Shitas Rambam seems to be like Rashi, inasmuch as the Rambam makes no mention of an Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim as opposed to Begadim Meguhatsim. Begadim Meguhatsim, Evan agrees it's Asir to wear. Begadim v'chubasim, Rambam makes no mention. So Rambam in Parakei, Halacha Gimbal, Hilchos Avel, only asers wearing begadim v'guhatsim, not begadim v'chubasim. The Lacha Mishnah there points out, this Rambam is against the Ramban, which is against our Tosfos, and against our Tosfos. And the Rambam doesn't have an issue of wearing begadim v'chubasim. Lacha Mishnah points it out as well in the Rambam in Hilchos Tishavav, in Taniyos, Parakei, Halacha, Vav, the Rambam there also only mentions an Isser of wearing Begadim Beguhatsim, not Begadim Bechubasim, so sadly the Rambam paskins there as well, that there's no Isser of wearing laundered clothing during Shavuot Shechava, the Isser is only to do the laundering itself. As we said, the pashas of the Gemara on Daf Yuzayin Amud Beis is that the Isser Kibbutz is limited to Shiva. The Torah, however, quotes from the Smak that even though in the Ikar Adin, it's mutter to wear a beged mechubas after Shiva, the Minhag Olam is to prohibit that as well. And the Minhag Olam is to have someone else wear such a garment first. If you want to wear a mechubas garment after Shiva is over, during Shloshim, you would have someone else wear that garment for you first, and that would then allow the Avel to wear the piece of clothing afterwards. But short of that, there is a Minhag of asering kibbutz and wearing begadim mechubasim for the entirety of Shloshim. The Tor comments that he doesn't know where this Isser comes from. After all, even Giyutz, which is Aser during Shloshim Ikir Hadin, is only Aser for certain types of garments, only Aser for Levanim Chadashim, but not for Begadim Yishanim. So how could you Aser Kibbutz even for Begadim Yishanim during Shloshim? The Beis Yosef doesn't understand what the Torah's problem with the smock is. The Beis Yosef says simply, the smack must be assuming, or the minhag olam that the smack quotes, reflects the shita sariva that we just mentioned in Tosfos. The riva is of the opinion that kibbutz is also derish shloshim me'ikar hadin. So even if we don't accept the riva me'ikar hadin, but at least we accept the riva b'taras minhag, that we aser begadim mechubasim during shloshim. Now the Darkei Moshe responds back, well, maybe even according to the Riva, we don't know how broad the Yisra Kibbutz is, and the Torah's problem with the Smach might be that the Smach presents it as even broader than the intention of the Riva. However, Lemaisa, the Bach suggests, and the Shach seems to accept this as well, that the Riva was only Machmir during Shloshim for Kibbutz with detergent, but not B'mayim ba'alma. So during Shiva, we assume, like Rav Yishonim, that the Isser Kibbutz applies even to Kibbutz with water alone without detergent. After Shiva, the Riva held that Kibbutz is Aser Mi'ikar Adin, but perhaps only with detergent. And then our Minhag, that let's say developed out of being Choshish for the Shitas Riva, only applies to washing with detergent and not washing with water alone. And that's what the Shach paskens here in Sivkat and Beis. The Rama writes, the Achar Shiva Shari, that the Isser Kibbutz doesn't apply in Ikar Din after Shiva. The Olam Nogubo Isser, Minhag Olam is to Aser Kibbutz during Shloshim. Says the Shach Sivkat and Beis, Haynu Shachoshim Asaras Riva, Visiato, the Asu Kibbutz Kol Shloshim Mashma, Betosvos, Deino Oser Elabim Mechubas Beneser Vachol, Avalo Bemayim Levad, Kasva Bach, Leviza, Bim Mechubas Bemayim Levad, Ein Sarach Labisha Lachar Tchilo, Lepshita the Shari Lachar Zayim Yad. So our Minog to Aser Kibbutz or Begadim Mechubasim for the entire Shloshim, says the Shach, the Bach, only applies to Mechubas Al-Yedei Avar B'Neser, but not to Mechubas Al-Yedei Mayim alone. Then the Rama says, again, based on the smack, V'nogin sha'adam acher lov sham techila, v'acher kach lov sham ma'avel. So the minhag is that if you want to wear begadim Mechubasim during Shloshim, you have someone else wear it first, and then the avel wears it. V'aminag ikar, v'cheinogin medinas elu, la'achar shiva, v'im lav shu adam achir, raksha achas, dai bekach. And as long as someone wears it, even for sha achas, that is sufficient. Says the Shach, Sivkat and Dalit, Raksha Achas Kolomar Zman Ma, Benusach Sha Zmanis. So when it says an Shachas, it doesn't mean an hour, it doesn't mean a 60-minute hour, it doesn't mean a Sha Zmanis hour, it means a certain amount of time. V'chein Mashre Poskim, V'chein Ogim, V'lokim Mashachasa B'Levush, Sha Shtayim, V'lagam Hula Dafka Kamer. Levush says an hour or two. An hour or two sounds like an hour or two. Sha'aka sounds like Zman Ma, like a little bit of time, lad dafka an hour. Levush sounds like dafka an hour or two, or then the Shach says maybe even the Levush is lad dafka, maybe the Levush is hour or two, also means Zman Ma.
What's considered Zman Ma?
I'm sorry?
What's considered Zman Ma?
What is considered Zman Ma? Unclear. My math sounds like a small amount of time, maybe even a few minutes.
Then this comes up always by an idea.
We'll get there. Huh. Okay. Take a look back at Tosfos, Kaftal and Mabez, the same Tosfos that we saw before. Tosfos writes at the end, Umiyu, Zewa Minag Ata, Shemal Bishin Osol Adam Acher, Yom O Chatsi Yom, that Tosis in the context seems to be talking about during Shiva. And Tosis says the practice is that you allow someone else to wear the beged before the avel, beged mechubas, yom uchatzi yom, the ein zakari beged mechubas l'diday. And what's the point of having someone else wear it? So if someone else wears it for a day or half a day, so as far as the avel is concerned, that's no longer beged mechubas. When it comes out of the laundry, it's all fresh and clean. Someone else wears it, it's not clean anymore, that's no longer beged mechubas. And therefore, if someone else wears the beged, the Avil himself can proceed to wear it afterwards. The Tosis' shear here is Yom O Chatzi Yom. Which is more than Zmama, more than Shal Shatayim. Tshuvas HaRidvash, Simin Samach Zayin, writes as follows. The Rivash, his context is talking about Shloshim. Tosi yourself is talking about even Shiva, which we'll get back to. Rivash is talking about Shloshim. Aval hayinu nogim be Barcelona, lahalbish yom echad acholot v'amigbos la'acher, v'acher kach lo v'shos an Avel. So if an Avel wants to wear begadim mechubasim during Shloshim, or begadim mechubasim perhaps, the minhag was that someone else would wear it for yom echad, for a day. The Tosfos says half a day. Rivash says a day. Look in the Be'er HaGola at the end of our siman. The final comment of the Be'er HaGola. Kasva kalbo b'shem Aram. B'makam sha'asa lilbosh chadashim. In maniach la'achar l'lavshan beiz o gimel yamim. Hakol mutter. In a situation where you're not allowed to wear begadim chadashim, if you let someone else wear them for 2 or 3 days, it's mutter. You should only rely on the kula if you need it, if you don't have other clothing to wear instead. So again, we have the comment of the Rama of Sha'achas, dafka or lav dafka. We have Tosfos that has half a day or a day. The Rifash says a day. The Kolbo, quoted in the Be'er HaGola, says 2 or 3 days. Says the Divrei Sofrim, A Mekdavar Sekata Memhei, there's no stira between Tosfos and the Rama. Why? Tosfos is talking about Toch Shiva. So if you want to wear begadim, if an oval needs to wear begadim b'chubas and toch shiva, then someone else needs to wear them for half a day or a day. The Rambam is talking about toch shloshim, where we're talking about something more kal. So toch shloshim, it's sufficient to wear it for sha'achas. The truth is that this position of Tosfos, as we will see, that there's a heter of Levishas Acher Toch Shiva, is not generally accepted lahalacha, is not reflected in Rov Yishonim and lahalacha. So even if Tosfos, who says Chatzi Yom or Yom, is talking about Shiva, the Rivash, who has a similar formulation, is talking about Shloshim, and the Kolbo that the Be'er HaGola quotes that may also be talking, we'll see in a minute, that may also be talking about Toch Shiva. Rabbi Willig has the following analysis, that the difference between Sha'achas, Zman Ma, and a day, or 2 days, or 3 days, is the difference between that which is Aser Me'ikar Adin, and that which is Aser Mishum Minhaga. So, Begadim Migu Hatzim, during Shloshim, or Aser Me'ikar Adin, The God of Milchubasim are Asar Mikra Din during Shiva. So Tosfos, who's talking about Toch Shiva, says there, someone else has to wear it for a day in order to be Matar. So even if we don't accept Tosis Lahalacha as far as such a kula existing for an Aval Toch Shiva, but that would be relevant as well to Begadim Beguhatzim Toch Shloshim. Then there, in order to be Matir, you would need Levishas Yom Echad. But in order to be Matir, that which is Asir only Misham Minog, such as Mechubasim Toch Shloshim, so then it's sufficient to wear it Sha'achas. And that's what they're most talking about over here. Rabbi Karp seems to say something similar. Page Shin Nun Hei, Chelek Aleph. The way he says it is that in order to remove the status of a beged mechubas, someone has to wear a beged for a long time. It's if someone else is going to wear a piece of clothing for a whole day or 2 days, so then it gets all sweaty from that other person, so you can't really refer to that as a beged mechubas anymore. You're just going to wear something for an hour, that doesn't remove the shame beged mechubas in the same way, so that we're only makel on to have a shorter window of time to have it worn by others, where it's only usher mishum min haga. Rabbi Willis' observation creates a relative chumrah when it comes to the 9 days. Because according to that analysis, wearing something for Shah Achas or a little bit of time only works where something is Asr Mishum Min Haga, but what's the Isr Kibas or Begadim B'chubasim during the 9 days? So during the 9 days, that's Mishum Min Haga. During Shavu Shechava, that's Mikra Adin. So it wouldn't help if you want to wear a beged mechubas during Shavu Shechavo, you would have to wear that beged mechubas for half a day before the 9 days, and not just for a few minutes. Now in theory, you could wear a beged mechubas for a few minutes before the 9 days, and then wear it for half a day before Shavu Shechavo, and then wear it on Shavu Shechavo, because that would solve this problem as well. Anyways, we'll see. Rabbi Willow calls that shirts are considered beged zeya even nowadays, and therefore aren't subject to the Isur Kibas anyway. So, if you take the whole package, this analysis is not of as severe consequence, but would still apply to, let's say, pants. The Divrei Sofrim quotes the following from the Panim Me'iros.
Where do we see that the Rambam makes a reference to being allowed to do this? Like, meaning, we're just saying that he's not going to be holy from the Tosfos, it says even during Shiva, if you wear for 2 or 3 days, what's there?
No, so Tosfos is talking about during Shiva, so we generally do not accept Tosfos halacha.
So you wouldn't accept that?
Correct.
I wouldn't accept that? Okay.
But the formulation of...
No, but they, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
That formulation, you have another Rishonim as well. But it could be that those Rishonim that had that formulation are all in the context of that which is Asim Yikar Adin and Amishim and Haka. So this analysis of Rabbi Willett fits, I think, within all the Rishonim. That those Rishonim that formulated the Rivash is talking about Begadim, Beguhatsim, Toshloshim, which is Asim Yikar Adin. The Kolbo, they also, I couldn't find the Kolbo inside, but the Kolbo is cited by the Beragolas, may, it sounds like he's talking about that which is also Meikar Adin as well.
Some wanted to allow even wearing it during Shiva.
We'll get to that. Right? That's his Tosos, and
yeah.
How is that relevant? We'll get to in a few minutes. The Divrei Sofrim quotes the following from the Panim Me'iros. Why does it make sense to be makel to have someone else wear someone else wear clothing during Shloshim and not during Shiva. But not exactly like Rabbi Willick's analysis, but he, the Panim Iyur says the following, that having someone else, there are two levels of kibbutz. You could have kibbutz with just water, you could have kibbutz with detergent. So if someone else is going to wear a garment, that removes from the garment the shame kibbutz, so to speak, of detergent. It's after someone else wears a piece of clothing, it's no longer considered to have been washed with detergent, but it may still be clean enough to be considered washed with water. So during Shiva, when the Isser, the way we assume, is even to wear begadim, mechubasim, ayidei, mayim, so it doesn't help us to have someone else wear it, that knocks down the level of kibbutz from detergent to water, but you're still not allowed to wear garments that are washed with water. Mostly during Shloshim, we assume, like the Shach and the Bach, that the Isser of wearing begadim mechubasim only applies to mechubasim, ayidei, neser, v'avar, ayidei, detergent. So if someone else is going to wear the garment first, that knocks it down from being mechubas ayidei detergent to mechubas ayidei mayim. Mechubas ayidei mayim is mutter tov shloshim. So that's what the Panim Iyuros apparently says to explain why we'd be more makel to allow levish ayidei afer tov shloshim than tov shiva. But what about this position of Tosfos that seems to allow Levisha Ayidei Acher even Toch Shiva? Piskei Tshuva in Sukkot and Beis. Piskei Tshuva, Sukkot and Beis, quotes a very brief excerpt of the Tshuvas Lachmi Toda. The Tshuvas Lachmi Toda is written in Italy in the 1700s, mid-1700s. So let's read what the Piskei Tshuva quotes from him first. I have a Tshuva Lachmi Toda Simen Lamed, Shehela, Dehad lo hitiru ela la'achar zayin, haynu dafka b'machlif letanuk. That which you're only makel, having someone else wear the clothing, achar shiva, is where you're changing the clothing for tanuk. Abel amachlif letzorech, kigon shacholuk beluchlach, o mishimer buvya, but if you're changing because the shirt that you're wearing or the garment that you're wearing is dirty, shari afilu b'chol, toch shiva, aydekach, then you're allowed to change it even during shiva, kibo beruchitza, the lo aser ela shel tanug. So, if you read the excerpt the way the Piskei Tshuva has it, you can get the impression that if you're changing your garment because it's dirty, then you don't even need Levisha Ayidei Acher even during Shiva. What the Tshuvas Lachmi Toda actually says is as follows. So he's trying to explain Shitas Rashi, who says that there's no Isser of Begadim Mechubasim Bechlau. Why should that be, that there's no Isser of Begadim Mechubasim for an Avel? So he suggests that according to Rashi, Bigdei Pishtim I guess would be the normal garments that people would wear under for normal occasions, get dirty very easily. So even if it was washed a few days ago, even if it was washed at some point before this person became an Avel, it's no longer considered to be clean, because just having a garment sitting around of this type makes it dirty. It becomes dirty easily just sitting around. So the iser of kibbutz only applies if you're going to wash it, and then it would be us to wear it right away after you wash it. But if you have something that you washed a few days ago, he explains in Rashi, that's not subject to iser of kibbutz. That's why there's no iser of levishas begadim mechubasim that were washed before he became an avel, because if it was washed before he became an avel, it's already dirty. Even if no one wore it, it's already dirty. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos assumes, though, that even in that situation, it's still considered sufficiently mechubas. And the only heter is ayidei adam acher. So then he's bothered, why is it that this position of Tosfos is not quoted lalacha? Tosfos is kula, that ayidei adam acher, you can wear begad mechubas even during Shiva. So he suggests the Chuvas Lachmei Toda, that Tosos is only talking about a situation where your clothing got dirty. If your clothing got dirty, then you're allowed to change it, as long as you have someone else wear it first. Because that is the same din as Rechitza. Just like there's a heter of rechitza lahavir hatinuf, lahavir zuama. So if you're dirty, even though there's an issur rechitza, you're allowed to wash off the dirt. So if your clothing's dirty, you're allowed to replace your dirty clothing, with the provision during Shiva that you do it ayidei adam acher. And then he says, during shloshim, you're allowed to change your clothing ayidei adam acher, even if it's latanuk. So during Shiva, the only heter to change it, this is how he explains Tosfos, during Shiva, the only heter to change it is litzorech, where your clothing is dirty. So then you're allowed to put on other clothing as long as someone else wears it first, just as you're allowed to wash yourself during Shiva if you're dirty. And during Shloshim, you can put on other clothing if someone wears it first, even if you're changing lehisaneg and not litzorech. That is what the Chuvas Lachmei Toda actually says inside. So according to his understanding of Tosfos, it's mutter, what he says, lalacha then, it's mutter for an avil to change his clothing to shiva if his clothing is dirty, if someone else wears it first. And during shloshim, you can change your clothing even if it's not dirty, if someone else wears it first. What's unclear in this Lachmei Toda is, what about during shloshim if your clothing is dirty? Do you need someone else to wear it first in that case as well? So that he doesn't spell out. Rabbi Carr points out, page Shin and Gimel, that there's a similar formulation in the Shita of Rabbi Chilmi Pariz, where he writes, V'adam tsarech lahachlif b'mei evlo, m'mnesha osam shehu lovesh kashim. A person has to change his clothing during his avelus, because his clothing is dirty, disgusting, unwearable. Oh, shema yesh behem rima, or maybe it's wormy. The kasha alav lelov shen yoser, and it's physically challenging to keep on wearing this garment. Ra'isa b'nei adam shahayu nosnin halavanim la'adam acher lelov sham. So he saw people had the practice, which he endorses, of having someone else wear that garment for half a day or a day, and then allowing the avel to wear it. So it's clear here, more so than in Tosfos, that the context of Tosfos is limited to where there's a tzarech. He presents it more dramatically, where the clothing that he's wearing is so disgusting that you can't continue. So then there's a heter, ayidei adam acher, even during Shiva. That's the position of Tosfos, the way Yuchimi Beriz presents it, and that's the analysis of the Lachmei Toda Lahalacha. Yeah.
What's the Marmar Umber Dosa says that it's, his Lashon is Imbig Dosa Din of Tzon, Tzon Yan Yachavir Lebosh Alevinim.
Okay.
Even Toshavim.
Good, okay. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Erech HaShochet Sivavim Tivzayim and Tivzayim. Kimedumani Sha'ata Einis Harim Bazeh Litein La'acher Lilbosh HaKitones. And nowadays people are more makel, he's talking to Rish Loshim, not to give the shirt over to someone else to wear. And the Shahar Be'enoshim Katsim is a Lilbosh Kitones Shalosh HaAcher. People are repulsed by wearing a shirt that someone else wore. The O, the Bixon is a Shahakel, Fila Rivad, the Ein Zemishim Tanug. Elashi Efshar Leilich Bixon Asiya Shadim and Isaiah. The Efshar Lomer, the Kavanah Zeriva, who al Shari Begadu will Aksonis. Maybe, and this is the Beg Isaiah Kula, which we'll get to in a few minutes, maybe the Riva only meant his Shita of not wearing Begadu Bechubas and Durish Loshim regarding outer garments, but not a Beg Isaiah. Fine. Then he writes, Ver'isi Le'echa Me'agdolim, which is this Lach Meitod in the Pesach Shuvah, Shekasav, Da'afila b'chol mutter la'avil b'sach shiva la'achlev haktsones ime yashana m'lei yaseya o'er buvya de'lo asu rach l'tana v'lo m'mnei atzar k'ma b'rachitza. So even during the week, you're allowed during shiva to change your clothing if your old clothing is dirty. V'kal v'chomer b'shloshim b'er Shabbos Loyala das lesser klal l'bosh k'sones v'chubas, and definitely er Shabbos or shloshim, you could be mekel. So the Aruch HaShulchan presents this position of the Lach Meitoda as being matir during Shiva Litzorach, even without Levishas Adamacher. So as I said, you could have gotten that impression from reading the excerpt in Pesach Teshuvah, but from seeing the Lach Meitoda inside, it's clearly not saying that. The Divrei Sofrim and the Baal HaShulchan point this out. Divrei Sofrim in Eimek Davar Sivkatu Nun Beis, Eimek Davar Sivkatu Nun Beis, Badi Shulchan Be'urim page Reish Mem Tes, they both point out that the Aruch HaShulchan presumably didn't see the Lach Meitoda inside, because had he seen it, he would not have presented the Lach Meitoda in this fashion. The Badi Shulchan thinks that in Svara, the Aruch HaShulchan makes some degree of sense. Meaning the analogy of the Lach Meitoda to the Din of Rechitza should have led you to the conclusion that you don't need Levishas Adamacher. Just like if you're dirty, you can be Rochitz the dirt away without restriction. So if your clothing is dirty, you can put on new clothing without restriction. So you should have said the Lach Meitoda didn't go that far. The Aruch HaShulchan understood the Lach Meitoda didn't go that far. So even if the Lach Meitoda didn't say that, the Baal HaShulchan thinks it's Svara, that makes sense. Why do you need this extra layer of Levishas Adamacher? Should be just like Rechitza. Rechitza, there's no extra layer. Where you're dirty, there's no restriction on the Rechitza in that area of dirt. So here too, you should have been allowed to change your clothing without restriction, without adding another layer of Levishas Adamacher where your clothing is dirty.
Well, would anyone say not to use hot water? I know that Shulchan
says. Yes, many people can say they shouldn't use hot water if you can use cold water.
So then that would come out over here that there's
a
there's a better Eitza that would I think would follow exactly that. But I think about the Shulchan is the Shitasu who says that you could use hot water when it's no, I'm serious. I think he's the Shitasu who says there's no problem whatsoever using hot water. So he holds it's just a Heter Gomer once you're not in the parsha of that issue anymore. But according to everyone else who says that there is a better way to do it, so then here too there's a better way to do it. So I don't know, you should try to do better.
You're saying if you're going to have someone else wear it, so that removes the status of kibbutz in some level, but not in a way that you can't wear it yourself, so then... I hear. Divrei Sofrim has another objection to the Baal HaShulchan, and he says, no, he made the following distinction, that when it comes to rechitza, if you're dirty, and then you remove the dirt, you're back to baseline. There's no enjoyment involved per se in that act of rechitza if it's only coming to remove dirt. As opposed to, let's say you have a dirty shirt on, once you remove the shirt and put a new shirt on, it's not just that you've removed the dirt, but now you've put a new shirt on. So there's a certain element of tanug involved in putting on the new shirt. So when it comes to rechitza, you're just going back to baseline. When it comes to mechubasim, you're going beyond baseline. That's what the Divrei Sofrim doesn't like about the Shulchan Svara here. Devar Sofer was written way before the Baalei Shulchan, but he doesn't like that svara that the Baalei Shulchan likes. Okay, yeah, so let's talk about Beged Zayir for a moment. The Poskim write that the Isser of Begadim Mechubasim doesn't apply to a Beged Zayir even during Shiva. For example, Rabbi Felder, page 89, page 122, Yisod Yismachos, writes that a person can change their undershirt without restriction, even during Shiva, and you don't need to have someone else wear it first. That's a Beged Zayir, and the Isser of Kibbutz of wearing Begadim Mechubasim doesn't apply to a Beged Zayir. The Baalei Shulchan doesn't like that. The Baalei Shulchan says, no, there's no, and the Aruch HaShulchan, we saw said the same thing, right? The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you, or at least justifies what he sees as the Minhag HaOlam regarding a ketones, not to have someone else wear it. And he's only talking about Tosh Loshim, but at least Tosh Loshim, he's saying that the Beged Zayir isn't, at least the Minhag HaOlam seems to reflect the understanding that a Beged Zayir is not Bechlal the Isser Kibbutz, at least Tosh Loshim. Rabbi Felder is quoted as saying this even Toch Shiva. By the Shulchan objects that there's no such category as a Beged Zayir. Once your garment becomes sweaty, so then that's dirty, and then you can change it based on the Klalim of Hilchos Kibbutz. So there's no, there's no separate category as a Beged Zayir that's not Bechlal the Isser at all. If you have a beggar that becomes sweaty, so then you're allowed to change it, and you could change it subject to the details of Hilchos of Simon Shin Pei test, and you have to have someone else wear it first. Rav Avadia, page Reish Pei Gimel, says you have a Svek Sveka, that you can throw into the mix those sheetahs who've shown him that there's no Isser of Begadim Bechubasim Bechlau, Rashi, the Rambam. So maybe we assume like those who've shown him that there's no Isser Begadim Mechubasim Bechlau, and even if we don't, maybe a Beged Zayir isn't Bechlau the Isser of Begadim Mechubasim. And he quotes the same thing regarding Shavuot Shachalbo. He quotes from Rosh Hashanah and Rav Eliashiv that they were matir changing undergarments during Shavuot Shachalbo without restriction. And as we know, the Rabbi Willer thinks halacha that even a shirt, even nowadays, is considered a Beged Zayir. Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that, at least the Leinian Shloshim, as we saw. Although the Divrei Sofim isn't convinced that even the Aruch HaShulchan meant that, the Divrei Sofim thinks that maybe the Aruch HaShulchan is only talking about an undergarment, that's what he means by ketones. Most contemporary poskim seem to be machmir on shirts. Rabbi Karp, Peretz Vav Arat 12, says nowadays our shirts are more formal, more chashuv than shirts of previous generations. So it's Lanoi, you can't call it a Beged Zayir. The Sefer Pnei Baruch, Perek Yud Ches Ar Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches Ar Yud Ches, he quotes from a Sefer Lechem upon him that Levisha Ayidei Achri could also be fulfilled by putting the garment on the floor for a certain amount of time. You get it dirty that way. The Pnei Baruch quotes that from the Sefer Lechem upon him. The Baalei Shulchan points out that we don't really find this in earlier poskim, And he says, if this really worked, then we should have found an earlier poskim. Why do you have to bother your neighbor to wear your shirts for you? Just put it on the ground. The fact that we don't find this Eitzah seems to indicate maybe it doesn't work.
Would they finish washing the pig's head?
I'm sorry?
Washing the
pig's head. The poskim assume that during Shiva, even if we're makel to wear begadim mechubasim that are big day, you're not allowed to wash it.
The
9 days
you said also?
The 9 days
you
said also, yeah.
What's the reason, Malacha?
So during the... there's a famous comment of Rashi and Tanis, Shelo Yasif Daitam and Avelis, that the reason for the Isser of Kibbutz during Shiva Shechabo is Al Tzetzach Hadas, which may be the reason for Malacha. So it is... There is a Malacha element as well, independent of the Isser Kibbutz. That Malach, or the act of Kibbutz may reflect a certain level of Simcha that is inappropriate even if all you're washing is Big Dezeya. Either Simcha or Hesach Hadas. The Minchas Yitzchak does seem to endorse this practice of putting things on the floor. Chelek Yud Simen Mem Dalid. He quotes the same Lechem upon him. If you put it on the ground for Sha Achas, it's Mutter. And then he just makes the following observation. What happens if an Avel needs to stay in a hotel? The hotel has fresh linens. So if you have someone else with you who can sleep on them first, that's better. But if not, then put them on the floor. And just make sure to hang up the Do Not Disturb sign in your hotel room that the cleaning crew shouldn't come in every day and change your linens so that you shouldn't have this problem more than once. And if they do anyway, then I can do about it. The same thing during the 9 days. A person is a guest, so they're going to give him dirty linens. It's uncomfortable. So you're allowed to give them clean linens. They just shouldn't change it during your stay. The chachila then also should put it on the ground. As a minchas yitzchak writes, chelek yud simen mem Dalit. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Gimel, the Rama writes, Yesh Omrim, the Aser Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos Tok Dalit Shvuas Harishonim, Aval achar kach mutter afilu al aviv v'ima b'chein lasas begadim chadashim aval nagu iser kol yibes chadash. So yesh omrim that there is an iser to wear big day Shabbos essentially during shloshim. The lashon of tok dalas shvuos, that's the formulation we have by the iser yitzim yitok beiso, but it essentially means during shloshim, but not during yibes chadash. Okay, so that's a minhag in the Ramah here, which is a minhag that we have in the Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av as well, in Shabbos Chazon, not to wear Big Day Shabbos. We know that Shabbos Chazon are also Mekel, and most of us are Mekel, based on what the Chayyadim quotes in the Gaon, that even on Shabbos Chazon, we wear Big Day Shabbos. The Divrei Sofrim, Emek Davar Sifkatin Yud Aleph, Emek Davar Sifkatin Yud Aleph quotes, that during the Shabbos of Shiva, you're allowed to wear Begad Mechubas as long as you give it to someone else to wear first. During Shabbos of Shiva, you're wearing Begad Mechubas if you give it to someone else to wear first. Rabbi Willi points out that he doesn't think that's minhag olam. Minhag olam is to be mekel that even during Shivan Shabbos you wear bag of mechubas even without giving it to someone else. Maybe that's because if you, the heter of giving it to someone else during Shiva requires giving it to someone for a day to wear. So that maybe we're too much of an iskenis to give your clothing to someone else to wear for a day. But it's better if you have a baga that's already not mechubas, better to wear the baga not mechubas. If you have a suit that's fresh from the cleaners, and you have a suit that you wore last Shabbos that didn't go to the cleaners, so as long as that's presentable, better to wear the suit that didn't come straight from the cleaners during the Shabbos of Shiva. Badi Shulchan is Mekel as well, Sukkata Memhei, that the same cheshbon, better not to wear Begad Mechubas during Shiva, but if all you have that's presentable is a Begad Mechubas, then on Shabbos of Shiva you can wear a Begad Mechubas. The Taz is machmer on this. The Taz in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sukkot and Dalet, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sukkot and Dalet, Kosa Marshal. The minig is to be makel during Shabbos Chazon. Ritzarach Ian, why that so? Because after all, by an Avil, we're machmer not to wear a kisones on Shabbos. So he's talking about the minhag of Tisha, the minhag Shabbos Chazon, and he wonders why people are more makel on Shabbos Chazon than during Avelos, because after all, on Avelos for Machmir, that you shouldn't wear you shouldn't wear your regular clothing on Shabbos. Rabbi Kar Peshin Samach Aleph quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv said that an Avel wears Begad Shabbos, not like the Ramah, but not Begad Mechubasim. An Avel during Shiva should not wear, even during Shloshim, an Avel even during Shloshim should not wear Begad Mechubasim even on Shabbos, unless someone else wears it first. And of course, Rav Yashiv himself wore a old shirt on Shabbos during Shloshim, even though he was makel for others to treat a shirt as a Begad Zeah, at least le'inyan Shabbos. In the quotes of Rav Yashiv Paskin that you could wear a mechubas shirt that no one else wore before on Shabbos, but he himself is machmir not to. Berki Yosef raises another consideration about why we wear Begad Shabbos. In Siman Tav, which is a Siman of Avelos v'Shabbos, the Birkei Yosef comments that to wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos is a violation of Avelos v'Ferhesya, especially nowadays, everyone has, even a poor person has Shabbos clothing. So to wear your weekday clothing on Shabbos would be a violation of Avelos v'Ferhesya. The Ba'alei Shulchan in the Be'urim raises the following. It says that even if, let's say you have someone who always wears a suit, say he wears a suit during the week, he wears a suit on Shabbos. Even that person usually has a different suit for Shabbos than during the week. But maybe you'd argue that if the man on the street couldn't tell what's his weekday suit and what's his Shabbos suit, maybe he should wear his weekday suit on Shabbos. But lo nitnu devrei l'shi'urim, that we don't make such fine distinctions. Therefore, lemaisa, the minhag is across the board, not like what the Ramah quotes, that we do wear Bigdei Shabbos during Avelos HaMachlokas HaPoskim, whether you could even wear Begadim Mechubasim on Shabbos without having someone else wear it first. Okay, we'll stop here, and next time, Yitz Hashem, we will move on to the next simon of Giluach. When should we meet next? Sunday or Monday?